Blog Talk Radio.
I'm seeing the story of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. This Dr. Cox Master Time presents the world today. My friend, Jesus' disciple asked him, "Master, when is the end time?" He told him that no man knows the end time. Even my Father, even the angels that bow down before my Father daily, nightly, 24/7, they do not know the end time. But he said, when you see walls and ruins of walls, earthquake in divers places, pestilence, famine, ah, knowing not that the end is at hand. Today, our teaching will be from the Apostle Rome, the 7th chapter, unto the 25th. But however, I want you to know, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. It's a glorious day for some, but it's a happy day for some, but it's a very sad day for others. If your soul will not anchor in Jesus, you will not be happy to see his return. So in order that you can be ready and happy for his return, he left the word to whosoever call upon my name, whosoever seek me will find me, whoever call me, I will hear answer them. If you seek the Lord, you shall find him. For my friends, he is seeking for people who are seeking for him. My friends, I want you to know, I have sought the Lord at an early age, and I have found him, and he has found me, and he make me his brother. So I am heir with him to God, to the Father. Today, my friends, it is not a fairy tale when I say I have seen the glory of the God of God, and his truth is marching on. Mine eyes have seen the glory. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. It is glorious, magnanimous, magnificent to know that he's coming one day. We all, in all his glory, with a host of angels, in all his glory, to catch us away. Those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, he's coming to catch us away. We are ready to go when he comes. Ah, my friend, this is a sight to behold. And he stepped one foot on the land and one on the sea, and say, time shall be no more. My friend, time, you still have a little time to make it right with God. You still have a little time. Even as the time is drawing there, you still have a little time to make it right with God. You're living beneath your privilege if you fail to make it right with God. My friends, let me tell you, the President Barack Obama had made another blunder. He set up an office in the White House for those homosexuals who want to be changed from man to woman and who want to be changed from woman to man. My friend, I thought he would take a lesson from Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter give away part of the Panama Canal. Jimmy Carter stopped the draft. And Jimmy Carter opened the floodgate of Cuba. My friend, and look what my brother Barack did. He set the homosexual loose in the military. Give them license to marriage. Give them full equality with a man and a woman. It's an abomination in the sight of God. I don't care what color is in the White House, whether black, white, red, green, or blue. My God say it's an abomination. Because there is not no possible way for a man and man to birth a child, or a woman and a woman to birth a child. You are just a stupid idiot. You're a little worse. I cannot mention really who I think you are on the air. But today, I want you to know, the woman is still married to woman. Man is still married to man. Whosoever call, but if you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Say, let the dumb, let the blind, the dumb, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ah, beloved. Yeah, I'm not ashamed to call upon his name. I am a part of the unashamed. I have the Holy Spirit power. My decision has been made. I am his disciple. For my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And his truth is marching on. I don't need my eyes are fixed on the prize. My future is secure. I am finished with the worldly thinking. I'm not, my thinking now is on high. I don't need position, promotion, population, or prosperity to be heard. I don't need to be at the top of the pyramid. I now walk by faith, live by faith, run my race with patience. Live my prayer and labor by the power of the Almighty. Your power went high. My face is set, my gant is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow, and my companion of my road is rough. My companion of few. My guide are reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought with all the rice in China, all the gold in Kentucky, all the silver in New York. I cannot be lured away, back away, deluded utterly. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemies, nor ponder at the pool of popularity of men deeds in the maze of mediocre. I won't shut up. I won't get up until I have stored up, stayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Jesus. I'm his disciple. I'm one of his disciples. I must go. I must preach till he come. And when he come for me, I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. I shall be looking for him, and I know he'll be looking for his blood applied to my heart, my friend. I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. And he shall know me by his blood applied. So the old Negro spirit said, I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. Today, we'll be reading to you from the 7th chapter in the Apostle Rome. It said, know ye not, brethren, I speak to him, to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominated over a man as long as he lived. For the woman which had a husband is bound by the law to her husband, so long as he liveth. But if the husband is dead, she is loose from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband is dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye shall be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we shall bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, the motion of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law that bring death within we were hell, that we shall serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. We shall say then, is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I have not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of conspicuity. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me, by the which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritually, but I am carnal, soul under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. See, if then I do that which I will not, I consent unto the law that is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good things. For to will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that, I will not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inner man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bring me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The law, so that with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. My friends, here it said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death. My friend, only Jesus, the Son of God, came in a manger and died so that you shall be delivered from the body of death. Say, oh, wretched man, unless you deliver from death, you are wretched. You have no hope. The law is sin. And as long you haven't asked God, as long you haven't been to the cross and asked God to save you from your sin, you are under the law of death. See, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God is Jesus Christ, God's Son, who gave his life that everyone, that you and I, may have a right to the tree of life. That gave his life. You know, after you have asked God to save your soul, and you know he did, you are no longer wretched. You can say, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but the flesh, the law of sin. My friends, today, there are many today who are serving the law of flesh and not the law of God. I plead with you. I counsel with you that the law of God is that Jesus Christ gave his life. They didn't take it away from him. So he bled and died so that you and I may have a right to the tree of life. My friends, today, the theme of this program are whosoever call upon the name of the Lord. If you call and you are sincere about your call, he promised that he will answer you. Whatever need that you have, and you make known your need unto him, he'll answer you. He'll lift your burden of sin. He'll set you free. If you need bread, he give you bread in the starving land. He'll furnish you water in dry place. He'll be a bridge over deep waters. He'll be the water on the bridge. My friends, today I want you to know. I want you to know. There's no ye not brethren. I speak to them that know the law. I speak to you today that know the law. And you need to be delivered from the law of death, from the law of sin. He said, for I delight in the law of the God after the inner man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bring me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. The law of sin in your members. But the law of your mind, the law of your mind, and the law of your members, they are warring against one another. They are warring against one another every day. To do what is right and to do what is not. But there's a war going on in your body, your mind, and your members. And if there's a war going on, fight a good fight of your mind, not your members. Your members will be defeated, but your mind will be glorious, victorious. All my friends today, remember, the war of the flesh is warring to bring that mind under captivity. And when your mind is captive by the notion of flesh, you have been defeated. Make sure your mind rules supreme and not dominated by the flesh. For if your mind is dominated by the flesh, when Jesus comes, he'll be none of yours. But let your mind be dominated by the law of the mind and not the law of flesh. Says flesh no longer rule in this mortal body. But let the law of the mind rule in your mortal body. My friends today, I want you to know you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to get right with God and do it now. You kneel down at the cross where Jesus shed his blood. And get right with God and do it now. My friends today, before I leave, I want to let you know it's appointed unto man once to death. And after the death is the judgment. Do all you can. Make all the preparation while you're living. Because when death knocks, when that knock on your door, it's too late. There is two trains bound, one bound for hell, and one is bound for glory. The train that's bound for glory, where the gates of pearl and the streets of gold, silver water running down the throne of God. The luscious garden in the background where the tree of life and the angel bow down saying, "Holy, holy, my Lord." But the other train is bound for hell, where the devil himself is the engineer. He said, "Ha, ha, 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 you had paid your farewell, and so I land you safe in a lake of fire. You pay your farewell. You overpaid me. You lied. You cheated. You clung around. You stole. You murdered. You robbed the widow. You stole from the fatherless." My friend, I tell you, you will land in the lake of fire. where the worm die not and the fire not quench, beloved. That's your the fare you pay. Where the worm die not and the fire not quench. If you fail to ask God to save you from your sin, in hell will be your portion for eternity. For eternity. Where do you spend eternity? Make a choice. I chose you this day. Make a choice. I sat before you an open door. A blessing and a curse. Ah, chose you this day. Where you will live your rest of your life in hell. Ah, you will step in the pearly gate. Where the streets are, gates are pearl. And the streets are gold. And the tree of life is waiting for you to eat. That you will never grow old. Now. But what about in hell, where the worm die not and the fire not quench? That's where you pay. That's the price you pay. That's the pay you receive. That's the price you pay. Where the worm die not and the fire not quench. Our beloved, I tell you today, but it'll be a happy day when we all, if we all could meet Jesus face to face. Face to face. What a glad reunion that will be. When we meet him face to face. I tell you, beloved, it's a horrible place to be, where the worm die not and the fire not quench. But beloved, it's a beautiful, it's a glorious place to be, where the gates are pearl and the streets are gold, and the tree of life. We're sitting in the background waiting for you to eat up the tree of life where you will never die. Think about it, beloved. Think about it. Think about it. As I linger on the air, think about it. Think about it. So I set before you an open door. I set before you a blessing and a curse. Chose you this day. Make your choice. Make your choice. Which way you want to go? Make your choice. Amen. Make your choice. Make your calling on the electric shore. Let your calling be. Let your calling be. The gates are pearl on the streets of gold. Let your calling be on the electric shore. Where there is no day, there is no night. For the glory of God is the light. And forever we'll reign with him through eternity. As we leave you today, as we leave you today, remember, it is up to you. Make a choice. Make a choice. Where the worm die not, and the fire not quench all. The gates are pearl, the streets of gold. It is your choice to make. See, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. They shall be saved. Don't you want to be saved? Don't you want to escape hellfire? Don't you want to escape riding on the hellbound train? It's a rough ride. The engineer is a mean old man. The engineer You don't have to be a man that could be woman. Even there, whoever the engineer are, I know one thing, he's possessed by the devil. Have no mercy on your soul. And our beloved, as I leave today, he knows your heart. He knows my heart. My heart cried for you. My heart cried to God for you, that you would make your escape from the fiery hell, the lake of fire that burns, that quench not, and the worm that die not. You can make your escape and be with the Lord when he comes. God bless you. God keep you. This is my prayer.